السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون، صدق الله العظيم. Allah may kiram, most respected brothers and our sisters who listen over the receivers. The month of Ramadan has passed, and as I mentioned, that we are still living. So it means that the message of Ramadan and all the lessons that we have taken in the month of Ramadan must continue to be taken in the remaining days of our lives. Until our dying day, we have to make ibadat. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Until when do we have to worship Allah Ta'ala? Until death comes. So whenever this death will come, only Allah Ta'ala knows. But the thing is that we have to continue until death. Our namaz, roza, zakat, ibadat, tilawat, obedience to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all has to continue till our death comes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. You remember me, I will remember you. And be grateful to me and don't be ungrateful. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He wants to reward, He wants to give the best of both worlds. Therefore, He says that you remember me, I will remember you. Hazrat Thabit Bunani rahmatullah alayhi and Hazrat Usman Nahdi also said the same thing. He said that, I know exactly when my Allah is remembering me. He said, how can you know exactly when is Allah Ta'ala remembering you? He says, Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I remember you. So when I remember Allah Ta'ala, then definitely He is remembering me. Like that, Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget anybody. He knows everybody. Whether the person is a zalim, the person is an oppressor, is a tyrant, or is a pious person, is a just person, is an honest person, Allah Ta'ala knows everyone and every second of his life is before Allah Ta'ala. But what it means here, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, different things have been mentioned. One is that you remember me with ibadat. You remember me with ibadat, then I will remember you with sawab, with reward. On your ibadat, I will give you reward. You remember me in your namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat, and I will remember you with rewards on all those ibadat that you are making. There are so many different meanings that have been given. You remember me on the surface of the earth, I will remember you beneath the earth. When you go beneath the earth, and when everybody will forget you, then at that time Allah Ta'ala says, I will remember you. Because when the person is buried, a few tears are shed, and after some time everything is forgotten. All the gifts of the father, and the gifts of the mother, and all the love of the parents or wife or husband or whatever it was, after some time everything is forgotten. And also, once the person is beneath the surface of the earth, then nobody can come there and assist and help him, except through some sawab that they send. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me on the surface of the earth, I will remember you when you are beneath the earth. When nobody is there to remember you, I will remember you. Therefore, Hazrat Ismail rahmatullah alayhi says that I was on the plains of Arafat. And on the plains of Arafat, he says, I heard a voice of an ordinary Bedouin. The Bedouin was saying, oh Allah, here in Arafat, thousands of people are raising their voices and making dua to you. Hands have been raised before you. Heads have been bowed before you. And different languages are being heard asking you for different kinds of ni'mats and gifts. Chinese, Japanese, English, American, South African. In Arafat you get everybody. And everyone is asking in his own language, the language that he understands. He's begging Allah Ta'ala. So he says, so many different people are begging and asking of different things from you in this plains of Arafat. My beloved Allah, He says, I seek from you in this plains of Arafat that you remember me when everyone has forgotten me. So when everyone has forgotten me, I want you to remember me that time. That's my plea to you. That means when I pass away and I'm gone, then at that time, if you are going to remember me with your rahmat and mercy, then definitely it will be jannat for me in the hereafter. Then again, fazkuruni azkurkum, that you remember me with your tears of nadamat and shame. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, you remember me with your tears of nadamat, of shame, of remorse, of regret. And those are the most beautiful tears. That is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves, of the two things that, two kinds of tears that Allah ta'ala dearly loves. Because there are many kinds of tears that a person sheds. The shedding of tears is for many different reasons. If somebody loses his father, his mother, he sheds tears. And we are not saying that these tears are haram or something to shed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself shed tears. But the two most beloved tears, or the two kinds of tears which are most beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one is that, or two drops which are most beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is that drop of blood which is in the path of Allah ta'ala. And the other is that drop of tear which falls out of shame, out of nadamat, out of regret, remorse, khawf of Allah ta'ala, or in the love of Allah ta'ala. The person is so engrossed and so occupied in the sweetness of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he is shedding tears, oh my Allah, when will I meet you? Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. They reach a stage where they say, oh Allah, every other desire has left my heart. The only desire that is left is that you be in my heart. Now that doesn't come in the early stages. As the person makes an effort, then it comes. So that love of Allah Ta'ala, when it comes into the heart, and the tears are now shed in that love, then Allah Ta'ala dearly loves those tears. So you remember me, he says, with those tears. You remember me with nadamat, with shame, with remorse and with regret over what you may have done. And which person can say that he's got a clean sheet and he hasn't committed any sins and vices and evils in his life? So you remember me with those tears of nadamat and shame. You remember me with your apology and your begging of forgiveness. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Al-Qurkum, I will remember you with my forgiveness. You ask for it, I will give it to you. If you seek for it, you will get it. If you don't seek for it, how do you expect to get it? So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that you remember me with your tears of regret, of shame, of nadamat, and I will remember you then with forgiveness over those tears that you are shedding. So that is the tear that Allah ta'ala dearly loves. Tears can be shed for different things, but the ummah, as I mentioned the other day also, the ummah at large, we're not talking about exceptions, the ummah at large has forgotten the benefits, the advantages, and the great ni'mat that a person can get through tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The deep sigh that he has to take when he's giving up sins. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fazkuruni azkurkum, you remember me with the giving up of your sins. Is another meaning of it. That you remember me with the giving up of your sins. And I will remember you with inayat. That I will remember you with my gifts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will pour his gifts in different ways upon that person who is remembering Allah ta'ala with the giving up of his sins. That means when he's giving up sins, he has to remember Allah ta'ala. There's no way that he's going to do it without Allah ta'ala's remembrance. When a person is tempted, so at that time, what else is going to make that person restrain himself from that temptation, except that Allah Ta'ala is watching. So that is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So you remember me with that, I will remember you. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that when you remember with giving up of sins, then I will pour my inayat on you. I will give you my gifts. I will give you ni'mats of mine. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he dearly loves those people who restrain themselves out of khawf or the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. So that's another meaning, that you remember me like that, I will remember you in that manner. Then again the person, when he is remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in difficulties, when he is remembering Allah ta'ala when he is in good time, when he's got the bounties of Allah ta'ala, when the person is in good health, the person has got wealth, he's got good children, he's got good home, good car, good everything, everything going for him. Now at that time, if he remembers Allah ta'ala, that means he makes shukr over those ni'mats. He does not disobey Allah ta'ala. He does not become rebellious. He does not believe that I'm independent of Allah ta'ala now because I've got everything going for me. This is a major weakness again, that when we have everything, we truly believe that we are independent of Allah ta'ala. In the big night, or the 27th night bayan, I mentioned that lots of people, they say we are independent, but who is independent? Is there anybody independent? Can anybody truly say he is independent? For our breath, we are dependent on Allah ta'ala. For our walking and our talking and our going to the business and taking our drive and for everything that we are doing, we are dependent on the sight. And sight is in Allah ta'ala's control. So everything is in Allah ta'ala's control and we are dependent on him for everything. We must never ever think that if we got everything, then now we are independent. So I mentioned that they call themselves independent newspapers. The company calls itself independent. But can they be independent? They're dependent on the journalists, they're dependent on the infrastructure, they're dependent on the communication system, they're dependent on so many things before they publish a newspaper. So they can't call themselves independent. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends one storm and everything can be chaotic. One shake up of the earth and all those independent buildings become totally dependent now. People in those independent buildings. So when this person, when he is in good times, when he's got wealth, he's got health, he's got everything going for him, at that time if that person remembers Allah ta'ala, so then when he is in difficulties, when he is in hardship, when he is in pain, when he is in suffering, when he is in problem, at that time when he raises his hand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he says, oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. So at that time the angels also of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they say, oh Allah, this voice is very familiar. We have been listening to this voice when this person was in good times. At that time we have been listening to this voice. The person has been making your shukr over the ni'mats that he has was blessed with. Now that, oh Allah, he is in difficulty, he is in pain, he is in suffering. So we are now appealing to you. We are interceding on his behalf. We are making sefarish for him that, oh Allah, remove his pain and suffering and difficulties. Whatever problem he's got, find a way out for him. Now the angels are interceding because this person was remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he was in good time. So that remembrance when the person was in good time is now of help to him when he is in difficult times. That is a different issue altogether, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now it is his choice, it is his will. That sometimes the dua that the person is making, now he wants acceptance and wants immediately the same thing that he is asking. But Allah ta'ala is giving him something better. Or Allah ta'ala is rewarding him on the patience and sabr. Or Allah will keep it in the for the akhirah. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala listens to him. So, fazkuruni azkurkum. In the same way, this person who is remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala individually, when he is alone, he is remembering Allah ta'ala. So then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also, according to that hadith, I'm just giving the gist of it, Allah ta'ala also remembers him by himself. And when this person is remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in a gathering of people, in a gathering of people doesn't mean he sits and gives some waaz and nasihat and big lecture. That is the only remembering in a gathering. In a gathering of people, sometimes there can be different things that confront this person. Sometimes it can be he's giving advice, nasihat to the people that have gathered. That's also remembering in a gathering. Then sometimes those gatherings are such that they are inviting the person towards haram. They are inviting the person towards evil. They are tempting him. Look at this woman. Look at this. Look at that. Intermingling. And listen to this music also. Now there's a big gathering, but now this person is caught up there. So at that time he's remembering Allah ta'ala. It's either moves away from there or in whichever way he's trying to advise those people that this is not right. So if he is going to remember in gathering, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also remember him in the gathering of angels. A gathering that's better than our gathering, and that is the gathering of angels. Allah Ta'ala praises this person. Now if Allah Ta'ala praises, then what else do we want? But when will all this be realistic in our lives? It will be when we have this bond and connection with our Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we have been emphasizing throughout the month of Ramadan. That build up this bond, build up this connection with Allah Ta'ala, and then see what kind of sukoon Allah Ta'ala gives in the hearts. It is a most beautiful feeling. It's just that we do not know of it, we do not want to taste it also. But if the person gets a taste of a sweet mango, then he's not going to keep on sucking on the sour mango. He's going to throw away the sour mango because he has tasted the sweet one. Again, that example comes of that worm. Many times I've mentioned this, that worm was told that there's a sweet, juicy grape just above. Sweet, juicy grape. So that worm sets out. It's an example. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah says that this worm sets out now for the juicy grape. But whilst on the way to the juicy grape, it lands itself on a leaf, green leaf. And this worm, who was a stupid, foolish, and idiot, so this worm thought that this is the juicy grape. Now we must relate it to ourselves. So the worm thought that that was the juicy grape. So it kept on nibbling there, it kept on eating the leaf there, and it stayed on the leaf, carried on until it died on the leaf. And its qabrastan was the leaf. That was the end of the worm. If only this worm had just gone a little further as it was directed, that if you want to get to the juicy grape, this is the direction you will get there. Then this worm would have enjoyed the sweetness of the grape and would have never returned to that leaf. Like that, we also, we have been told that this is Jannat that is ahead. And the connection and bond with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this is the root. That you don't even have to make too much of nafil namaz, you don't have to make too much of ishraq and awwabin and chasht if you cannot make. You do not even have to stay awake late night, you do not even have to read too much of Quran Sharif or make lot of tasbihat and zikr. Of course, if you do it, you'll get sawab and reward out of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, you do it. But it's not like necessary, obligatory, compulsory. If only, say, you remain away from those things which Allah Ta'ala is displeased with, that means you don't do things and you get the rewards from Allah Ta'ala without doing anything. You don't have to do anything. In sins, what do you? You don't have to do anything. You just have to give up. You don't do it. You don't commit adultery. You don't commit theft. You don't speak lies. You don't backbite. You don't take false oaths and qasams. You don't abuse the wife, the children. You don't abuse anybody's property. Now that's all. You don't do things. And look at them. Rewards. Don't eat up the property of orphans and widows. Don't digest the properties of widows and orphans. Now all these things are where you don't have to do anything. But look at the tremendous rewards that Allah Ta'ala is giving. So we have been also told that this is the route to Allah Ta'ala. This is the road to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the road to Jannat. All very, very juicy, very sweet, very delicious. Wallah, there's sweetness in it. Why else would Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam actually mention the word halawat of iman? Why would he have said it is halawat of iman? Sweetness of iman. That Allah Ta'ala who puts sweetness into sugarcane, otherwise it would have sold at the price of bamboo sticks. Nobody would have planted so many plantations full of sticks. What would they have done with it? Because of the juice that Allah Ta'ala puts in there, that sweetness that Allah Ta'ala puts in there. So that same Allah Ta'ala will give that sweetness of iman in the hearts. So this worm, it spent all its time there and thought that now I have really enjoyed the leaf. And after that, suddenly the angel of death came and that was the end of that worm. In the same way that angel of death will come for the human being who thought that the enjoyment was in that cinema, in the discos, in the rave club and watching all the porn sites on the internet and reading those filthy magazines and staring and ogling at those women and those pretty faces or the beardless youth, whatever the person was inclined towards, and all the other haram engagements of his. And he really thought that this is life, this is real life. We must enjoy ourselves. We mustn't waste and while away our youth. Youth must be used in all these type of entertainment and pleasure. After some time, that angel of death comes and takes away the life of this person. And that's where his qabrastan, that means his death came away there. If he only went one step ahead whilst he was young, fit and healthy, and just said, let me also go a little further, this direction that I am being given, let me go and try what this juicy grape. If only he had tested it and tried it, then he wouldn't have gone back to those rave clubs and discos and cinemas and theatres. He just needed a little bit of movement, a little bit of action, and he would have been enjoying the sweetness of Iman in his heart. So therefore, fazkuruni azkurkum, that you remember me, all these different things that I have mentioned, that if a person has to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all these different states, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also remember him. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remembers him, then there is definitely a way out in his problems. Look at the kind of cases, eid day three talaqs to the wives who have lived together for 15 years, 20 years. How many talaqs on eid days? Ask me, I will tell you. Those cases that I, those telephone calls that I receive personally, Mawla, in that, just on what issues also, what kind of issues? The daughter-in-law wants to go to her mother's house, and the husband is insisting, no, you must stay at my mother's house. Now on this, a little fight, talaq, 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 finish. Eid day talaqs. Now are these issues to fight over? Just as we like our daughters to come and visit us on Eid day, wouldn't that daughter also like to go and visit her parents? Just as we like our daughters to come and celebrate at our house and have meal with us on Eid day. So she's also somebody's daughter. Why don't we give her also that same consideration? Why must the husbands become so hard? It must be sorted out mutually that, all right, we will spend half the day here and half the day at your mother's place. But over these issues, talaqs on Eid day, another couple also, just small, trivial argument, talaq, talaq, talaq. This morning I was sitting at the madrasa, sorting a problem of someone. That brother is sitting here in the majmaitu, and he knows that the call came through. What must I do? In the anger, gave my wife three talaqs on Eid day. So what must I do then if you give three talaqs? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So fazkuruni azkurkum. If we are going to forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then these are the consequences. There's no happiness. The homes are on fire. So many families on the day of Eid, they were not able to really relate to each other. In one gathering, brothers are there, sisters are there, uncles, aunts, nephews, nieces. But they are like groups also, even in that gathering there, which is of the family. Why? Because of that enmity, hatred that has built up in the hearts over the years. So what is this, the cause? What is the cause of all this? There must be some cause. It's not that that they are all uneducated, they are all ignorant people, they don't know the Sharia or the Quran and Sunnah, and they haven't heard waaz and nasihat and haven't read good Islamic literature or listened to radio station programs. Everything has been heard, everything has been read. Once again we come back to the same thing as I started off with, that if it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we are going to be obedient to, then Allah ta'ala will put happiness and pleasure into hearts, and he is going to bring that unity between the hearts. The hearts can only be united with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam. We can put two bricks together with cement. We can stitch clothes with needle and thread. And we can join two pages with glue. Different things we can use for different joinings. But as far as hearts are concerned, we can't take glue and stick them on. We can't take cement and stick them. So like that, just as nobody will say he's an aqalmand person if we tell him take glue and join hearts. If we tell him take cement and join hearts, or take needle and thread and join hearts, we'll say you're a bewakuf, number one. International donkey and monkey, as my sheikh said. So like that, if we say money will unite hearts, money will unite hearts. That's all we think, that money will join hearts. Buy the person off with money. It cannot. We just cannot. Hearts only unity will come with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam. And Allah Ta'ala will put unity into hearts when there's obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's the bottom line, whether we like it or not. Nigahe aqriba badli mizaje dosta badla. Nigahe aqriba badli mizaje dosta badla. نظر ایک ان کی کیا بدلی کہ کل سارا جہاں بدلا. سو مینی ٹائمز یو ہرڈ دیٹ اینڈ دیٹس اے ریئلٹی, دیٹس اے حقیقت. نگاہ اقربا بدلی مزاج دوستا بدلا. نگاہ ان کی کیا بدلی کہ سارا جہاں بدلا. If Allah Ta'ala turns away His glance of mercy and rahmat and maghfirat because of our stubbornness, our obstinacy, our persistency, one is accidental sins as I've always been talking about. But we have become persistent. We are going in search of sins day and night in search of sins. And our life has become miserable because of that. Wallah, it's a masjid, it's a Jummah day. There's no fairy tales here. So many letters from different parts of the world. Exactly the same thing. I'm hooked on porn sites. My life is miserable. I feel like committing suicide. I feel like doing this. I feel like doing that. But I cannot get out of it. That means you know it's poisonous too. But we don't want to leave the poison. So if Allah Ta'ala turns away His glance of mercy and forgiveness, then family members, relatives, friends, uncles, aunts, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, everybody can be disunited. The ummah can then be disunited. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to remember Him in abundance with His ibadat, with zikr, with tilawat, with obedience, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remembers us with His inayat, with His gifts, with His forgiveness, with His mercy, and with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.